Book critic Maureen Carrigan says that she found herself focusing more on the color of the lipstick Monica Lewinsky wore for her Barbara Walters interview than on her story. That's why Maureen has passed up Monica's story this week in favor of two new novels that offer more engaging accounts of sexual and political infidelity.
Our theme for today is betrayal. The two new novels I want to talk about explore sexual and political betrayals. Like all good books, however, these novels also perpetrate a kind of blessed betrayal on their unsuspecting readers, most of whom will, like me, probably open these books anticipating one type of story and then realize chapters later that they've gotten absorbed into an utterly different kind of tale altogether. Sue Miller's While I Was Gone opens on a deceptively idyllic New England scene. Our middle-aged heroine, Jo Becker, is out on a rowboat with her husband, Daniel. Autumn leaves are falling, and soon the couple will retreat to the warmth of their restored farmhouse, situated on the picturesque village green. They've got wonderful, meaningful jobs, too. Jo is a veterinarian, and Daniel is a minister. Joe's life couldn't be more perfect if Norman Rockwell himself painted it. And then, splat, all those New England fall colors start to smear together into a Lucian Freud nightmare. I should have wised up by now after reading so many of Sue Miller's novels, but she gets me every time. She's a master at summoning up these images of enviable lives, only to show that, once fate intervenes, they have the stability of cardboard. Joe's nemesis arrives at her office one day in the form of a sick dog needing to be put to sleep. The dog, it turns out, belongs to someone she knew in 1968, the year she fled her first marriage and escaped into a hippy-dippy lifestyle in a group house in Cambridge, a household that fell apart after the murder, never solved, of one of its members. For Joe, the reappearance of this old housemate named Eli awakens sharp memories of what it felt like to be in her early 20s. She says, "We didn't know what would happen next. That was our great gift, the gift of youth, the thing we miss, it seems to me, no matter what we've made of our lives as we get older. And that is what I felt again with Eli, that sense of a surprise, that heady sense of not knowing, that gift of a possible turn in the path." I'll keep mum about the surprising turns of Miller's own plot here and cut straight to the praise. In While I Was Gone, Sue Miller once again makes silken prose out of a pulpy sow's ear of a premise. What could have been just a sensational page-turner is transformed by Miller's exquisitely tactile writing style into a rumination on how memory doth make suckers of us all. It's no slap against Marnie Mueller to say that she's not in Miller's league. Few popular novelists are. But in her book, The Climate of the Country, Mueller rivals Miller in stumping her readers' expectations. The Climate of the Country is set in the Japanese-American segregation camp that was established in Tule Lake, California during World War II. Mueller's main characters are two white people working there, Denton Jordan, a conscientious objector, and his wife Esther, a teacher. Both of them are modeled on Mueller's own parents. Mueller herself was the first Caucasian child born in the Tule Lake camp. Given its autobiographical origins and its sensitive subject, you'd expect The Climate of the Country to have a pretty stark moral vision. Caucasians and militarists bad, Japanese Americans and pacifists good. But Mueller's story is more nuanced than that. Jordan harbors doubts about his pacifism, especially when faced with the dismay of his Jewish in-laws at his refusal to fight Hitler. The detainees, some of whom were born in Japan, some in America, and some born in America and educated in Japan, split into angry factions. In addition to its political interest, another strength of Mueller's novel is the way it illuminates details of everyday life in the camp, right down to the Sears and Roebuck furniture upholstered in a Cowboys and Indians print that decorated so many cabins. It's a wholesome Americana design that clashes horribly with the surrounding atmosphere of American promises betrayed.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed While I Was Gone by Sue Miller and The Climate of the Country by Marnie Mueller.